Thank you, darling. I just set those chemicals right here. But careful, dear. Those are some of the more volatile components. Ah, splendid. Thankfully, this is the last of them. I believe we have everything here now, so that we can begin to process the serum that I need to stop these distracting cravings. I know. It's so silly of me. Though the hide has been driving me quite mad these last few days. She wants out so badly. But I need to calm myself so I can make the necessary measurements and calculations. Would you like to assist me? Oh, thank you, darling. You have been such a constant help to me. Whenever I am feeling faint, you have been right there to catch me. I say, I might get rather used to that. All right, here are your gloves. Now, the first ingredient is salt. But not just any salt. This was the hardest part of my formula, if you can believe that, getting the salt right. I found a peculiar impurity that is very rare, but absolutely necessary for the serum to work. See? The dark spot in the middle of the block. Here, take this and chip away some of that dark material in the block, the darkest you can get, and collect it in this bowl. You make a very handsome lab assistant. I'm afraid I'll end up playing with your hair instead of focusing on my equations. Sorry, don't mind me. The smell of these chemicals must be bringing the Lola out in me. It's hard for me to keep my concentration. She's so restless, but we've got a long procedure ahead of us. She had better let me focus. Darling, I've never noticed what a cute ass you have. Oh my, did I just grab you? Lola, control yourself. I am so sorry, darling. I can barely control her at the moment. But look at you grinning. Are you enjoying this? Is Lola Hyde pinching your ass the most fun you've had all day with me? I say, you two. Sometimes, I don't know if I'd rather be... Never mind. I'll get to work on the serum. These withdrawal pains make it so hard to think straight. Or steady my hands. I keep remembering the physical and emotional rush I get during my metamorphosis. How strong I become. How all the pain melts away. And then I black out, rather blissfully. I lose all concept of time. And then at some point, I slowly become aware of myself again as Lola Hyde fades away. Regaining consciousness while in the middle of an activity is quite disconcerting, as you can imagine. But I must tell you, I'm very happy that you're helping me, that you know about Lola, and that you know I love you. I never had the nerve to tell you before, and Lola, in her way, was the end result of my attempt to give myself that nerve. But she's quite a bit more than that, isn't she? And I'm sorry if the situation that I've created is beyond insane. I just wanted to be the best for you.
to do it. I can't focus. I can't do anything. I'm falling apart. They don't know that I can even tell you how to make the serum for me. I am completely overwhelmed by these intense emotions. This all-consuming desire. It's so powerful. So much aching need in every cell of my body. I just need to relax somehow. Clear my mind. I'm sorry, darling. What's wrong? Did you drop something? What have you got there? You're down on one knee. A ring? Oh my God. Proposing to me in my laboratory. Oh, darling, yes. Of course, yes, yes, yes. Oh, it would be my greatest honor to be your wife, my dearest. Yes. A thousand times, yes. And then look. Oh, the ring fits. It's so beautiful. Thank you, my darling. You have made me the happiest woman in the world. Just being held in your arms like this, you make me feel so. You make me feel so good. Tighter, my love. Put your hands here. I want you to feel what you are doing to me. Feel it happening. Feel me changing. I told you I'd come when you called. When you touched her enough. I don't need these glasses anymore. And don't you just love my silky new raven black hair tumbling down everywhere? Can't wait any longer. I must have you now. Gotta rid myself of her damned clothes and punish them for keeping our flesh from touching. Your touch drives me wild, and nothing must come between us again. Is that a rock-hard erection in your trousers? Well then, we must punish your clothes as well for keeping me from it. Oh, don't worry. I won't hurt you. I could never hurt the man I was created in order to fuck. Much better. Now come here. You very lucky naked man. Your goddess of love, your perfect woman, your Lola, has returned. And what's this? Why?
I'm wearing an engagement ring. How perfect. It was very sweet of you to propose. I know Angela said yes, but you both know that I'll be coming along for the ride. Oh, she can be the little wife. Your better half, or ball and chain, or whatever shit euphemism you like. But I am going to be your reason for living. I'm going to be what makes your heart beat faster. Whenever you are not touching me or holding me like this, our bare skin touching so pleasantly. I will always be in the back of both of your minds, waiting for you, longing for you. It's Angela's fault, really. She made me this way. Without more serum, you are the source of my power. You are my triggering mechanism. Touching you gives me strength, and I get very strong. So don't you ever keep me waiting, husband. Now, you're going to hold me as tight as you can and give me all that you've got for as long as you can. Is that clear? Let's test the stamina of Angela's brand new fiancé, shall we? Do not hold back. Never hold back. You couldn't possibly hurt me. I need to feel just how much you want your Lola. And you want your Lola bad, don't you? Good. Begin. Continue pleasing me until you collapse from exhaustion, or I revert back to being your little sweetie bride-to-be. Until then, I want you working very hard. That's it. Oh, very hard for your Lola. Do right by me, and make me proud. Make me unashamed of how much I need your touch. How powerless I feel without it. You will give me everything. Do you understand? I want you, body and soul. You can have your little picture-perfect wedding and tiny doctor scientist wife, but I will be your everything. Fucking everything. You've got to give me a reason to be here. You've got to give me a reason to want to be here. It's my only goddamned weakness, and I hate being weak. You will make me stronger, and you will satiate this burning desire. This fucking inferno that Angela put inside me. And you will not make me hate myself for loving you, for needing you, for feeling so desperately weak without you. No, without you, I'll disappear. I'll just evaporate back into Angela. You've got to give me all of your passion, all of your desire. I want to stay. You made me come, and I want to stay. I thought I was changing back. But I'm still here. Your gorgeous goddess of love remains in your arms. You know, I think your eyes even give me strength. You look at me, and it's like your touch. I feel empowered by you. So keep looking at me. I think I can stay longer if you hold me. And look at me. And listen to me. You're a very good listener. You know that? I get off on ordering you around, but you really listen to me. I think I see what Angela sees in you. You silly man. I might just enjoy being your mistress. But let's not tell your fiancé everything we do. She's bound to get jealous. And we need her focused on making more serum, don't we? Mmm.